Hey, this is JP Nurbin, and you're listening to Culture Builders number 80, We Will Miss You. So if you've read Culture Code by Daniel Coyle, that book, you've no doubt loved the parts where they go inside, or he goes inside the San Antonio Spurs and shares some of the strategies that Greg Popovich uses to build his culture, that culture of love and brutal honesty and how they go hand in hand. And there's a lot of great strategies to share from the book, but I actually want to talk about something else that's gone on of late, which is if you've paid attention to the NBA offseason at all, you know that the Spurs star player, Kawhi Leonard, he recently requested to be traded, and he was traded. He was traded to the Raptors. Now, the Spurs are known for their team's culture being phenomenal, like being this family environment. But what this shows us, the fans of the Spurs, at least the way they do things, is that even the strongest team cultures aren't without some drama. And we don't exactly know exactly everything that's gone down behind closed doors, but the Spurs have gone separate ways. Right? We know that. And there's a powerful lesson. We can't force players to buy in. No matter how skilled of a culture coach we are, we can't force players to buy in. And our program, our team, it just won't be for everyone. And these moments where we have to go separate ways, they're going to sting, but these moments are going to be some of the most critical and defining moments in establishing our culture and maintaining our core values. Just a short, quick story you may have heard before about Southwest Airlines. If you know anything about Southwest Airlines, they're the only American airline to consistently turn a profit, like in the last 20 years or so. And they have very simple core values. One of them is being affordable. The other one is to have a fun and friendly environment. Well, there's a story of this customer who flew Southwest a lot and didn't like a lot of things about Southwest, that there's no sign to seating, there's no first class, there's no meals, didn't like the boarding procedure, and really didn't like the flight attendant's fun and casual attitude. And in fact, it's rumored that after every flight, she'd send an email complaining. But in one of the emails, she was complaining about the flight attendant's fun and, you know, casual attitude, right? Just, you know, making light of things. And so she sends this email, and it gets forwarded up to the CEO, Herb Kelleher. And Herb Kelleher gets this email, and he just responds, or it's rumored that his response was just this: "Dear Mrs. Crabapple, we will miss you. Love, Herb." Now, Southwest Airlines might have lost a customer that day, but their unwillingness to compromise their core values and their non-negotiables have made them the most successful American airline today. And I think there's a lot of things we can learn from this company, but this one really stands out to me, because sometimes we have to be prepared as coaches to lose a player or two. And it may even be our best player. It may be our most talented player. As John Wooden would say, when a decision is made, it must be accepted by those on your team, or they must be encouraged to find another team. We need buy-in. And we can do a lot of things to help improve the chances of buy-in, but it's not always going to happen. And so sometimes we may have to be like Herb Kelleher, and we have to say, "We will miss you." Or we might be saying something like, "I believe it is in the best interest of this team if you are no longer a part of it. I'm sorry." And to part ways. Other times, though, they're going to make this decision for themselves. In fact, I would say the majority of the time, they will actually step up and make the decision for themselves. When you consistently hold high standards, they're going to take it upon themselves to go find a program that tolerates complacency, that tolerates less than their best, that does not push them or challenge them or try to develop character and leadership. Now, no matter the situation, these moments are never easy for any coach, especially when you have invested so much time and so much of your heart into that person. And I'm sure Popovich is disappointed that things didn't work out with Kawhi Leonard. He's going to miss his talent, but most of all, he's going to miss that relationship he's invested in. But we have to remember our program, our values, our standards, and the way we do things, they just won't be for everyone. And we've got to be okay with that. That's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please share with a coach, especially a coach that may be in need of hearing this message. Maybe they've lost a player recently, had to part ways with them, or maybe they're really struggling to decide, you know, with team selections and tryouts and all that coming up.